I have 11:28. We'll reconvene. Our next order of business is for 578 Clearwater Drive, Ridgedale, Missouri. At this time, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Scott Starrett.
Okay, this is order number 10-16-2023-04. So again, on October the 10th, 2023, the Planning Commission passed a motion to recommend the County Commission to not approve the rezone request of one parcel, number 19-2.0-10-003-012-006.000, located at 578 Clearwater Drive, Ridgedale. The subject property is zoned R1 single family residential. The rezone request is for RR1 rural residential district. The Planning Commission also did not approve a CUP number 23-015 attached to this for nightly rental that would have been contingent on the County Commission's approval of the rezone from R1 to RR1, but that CUP was not approved. But the rezone request is still before you. Turning our attention to the screen, this is the 86 bridge. Across it, you would turn right on Heron to Clearwater. I've got the parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, the white is A1, the green is C2, and the yellow is all R1. Here's our subdivisions. There's a number of different ones out there. The Table Rock Terrace subdivision includes this lot. Of course, right next to it is Tucker Cove and their Clearwater Acres. There's some photography provided by the applicant. My slide is relating to the CUP, so I'll turn it back over to the presiding commissioner.
At this time, I would ask if the applicant please come forward. I don't see an applicant. Is there anybody here to represent or speak in favor of this project? Show of hands, how many are here to speak in opposition of this project? Okay.
Scott, you want to just explain what you want to do?
What's that?
Well, Scott, you could go move forward with the Planning Commission's recommendation. If you had feelings otherwise, I mean, you could move forward with discussion. The recommendation was not to approve. The CUP was not approved anyway, so...
And if it was approved, that would mean
You'd change that one parcel to RR1, and all the rest of the surrounding ones would just continue to be R1.
And
there's
it would
an adjoining one next to that we gave in your packet that you did not approve in the past, about a year ago. So,
and if it went to an RR1, it would allow them to do what?
Conditional use for a nightly rental.
No, that's one.
Move to deny order number 10-16-2023-04.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to deny. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Wait.
Oh, sorry. Yes, you know what? That was mine.
My name is Jim Stockwood. I live at 196 Holly Street. My only question would be, we had to do this on June 22nd of 2022.
Yeah. So we have, it's our fault, but we have a motion, a second, and a vote called.
Okay.
Can we answer a question after the vote? Or
yes, you can.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
My fault for not taking the public comment. So, anyway, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now, sir, my apologies for that.
That's
I should have taken the public
thank
comment.
I just have a quick question. Again, my name is Jim Stockwood. I live at 196 Holly Street in Ridgedale. We had to do this last year in June, and now we have to do it again in October. What do we have to do so we don't have to keep coming here and asking this not to be rezoned?
We live in a free...
Okay.
Every neighbor has the opportunity to apply.
Fair enough.
Now,
thank you very much.
Last year in June, what
It was the same, it was just another parcel, it was another, it wasn't the same address, it was a different address.
Did it come to us, though, or did it stop the plan and zoning?
It came to you.
I will say that we changed the plan and zoning, and we voted and changed that residential only would not allow nightly rental. And eventually that message is going to get across.
Very good. Thank you very much for your time.
I could share that I did run that by, sir, I did run that by our county attorney, because I thought just like you, had the same exact thought. And he said exactly what Commissioner Williams said. Unfortunately, with the way the zoning regs are read, they can apply.
So I don't know who all was paying attention earlier. We were talking about maybe making some amendments and changes to, so the zoning is almost like a fluid document, if you will. So there may be some cool off period type kind of things put in place as well. So that would, now it wouldn't specifically hit a neighborhood, it would just do that parcel. So like that parcel or any parcel may not be able to come before us again for a certain amount of time. But it wouldn't be an infinite.
It could be a year or so.
Is there any Missouri or Taney County verbiage that we can put in the bylaws? We actually live in Table Rock Terrace, and the bylaws have not been changed since inception. Is there something that, can we put an amendment into the bylaws?
Yeah, like into your CCRs?
Yeah.
You can do anything
yes.
you want. They mean nothing to us.
But P&Z can consider them. They can't. It can't be the reason, but they can consider them. They do listen to them now.
Yeah. They can be taken into consideration as part of the tool, whatever, but as far as legally.
Non-binding.
Yeah. And ma'am, if you don't mind giving the name for the record, please.
Cindy Wilzinski.
Cindy Wilzinski. And then my
your husband, Ted?
No.
She doesn't want to claim it, Ted.
My second thought is there's a house that got denied in June that is on the other side of us, and they're from Colorado, and they just want to do it a few nights a year, and they've been having weddings. I brought pictures of the weddings, and I brought some propaganda to the meeting last week showing the trash outside and where they were on the different platforms doing a nightly rental. They have now switched it to a monthly rental for $15,000, but I know they're popping up. How can I create a case? Is that something that needs to go to Scott?
You need to talk with Mr. Sterrett, and then he takes it to the prosecutor after that. So then it's up to the prosecutor if they prosecute or not.
So would it be okay if I set up a time or...
Yeah, most definitely.
File.
No, most definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you. Yes, Gary Johnson, 160 Cox Place, in Table Rock Terrace. I'm about three doors down from the house that had the request before you that you just denied. Just for clarification, the current house at 149 Idlewild, offering a 30-day or 1 month rental. That is allowed. Is that correct in Taney County?
So 30 days not considered. I don't know the technical terms.
One month.
Yeah.
They can do that without that's special use permit or without our permission.
That's renting.
The bylaws wouldn't or our covenants probably would not.
You can take them to court.
We could take them to court
yep.
based upon the covenants, but it would not affect the commission.
That's no. not in our lane, correct.
Okay. It has to be less than 30 days then.
Correct.
To be
considered enough
to come before you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. 30 days is that long-term rental?
Yeah.
Is that the definition?
Well, we have definition for nightly rental, so we don't regulate long-term, so it's not in there because
okay.
we don't have anything.
Nightly is anything less than
30 days.
That's because the statute addresses that also.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next one is the power side.
Ms. Lewinsky.
Since you're dead.
Did you want one of them?
She's okay. She normally helps her because she's but she's maybe she thought she didn't need it.
Ready for order number 10-16-2023-01?
Yes, we are. Is that 2361 Highway VB, Powersite, Missouri?
Yep, October the 10th, 2023. The Planning Commission passed a motion to recommend the County Commission approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 09-3.0-08-001-010-019.000, located at 2361 State Highway VB Powersite. Subject property is currently zoned R1, single family residential. The rezone request is for A1, agricultural district. The Planning Commission did approve a CUP 23-013 for a wedding / event facility contingent on the County Commission approving this rezone request from R1 to A1. Turning our attention to the screen, right here is our Powersite Dam. So it's on the bluff on the Powersite side overlooking the very top end of Lake Bull Shoals. There's our zoning layer. The bright yellow is R2, yellow is R1, and the white is A1. This is the clubhouse from back in the 70s and 80s. It was built for a potential golf resort at that location that never really developed. And with that, I believe our applicants are here, so I'd turn it over to them to add anything to that for the rezone.
Okay. At this time, I would ask for the applicant to please step forward. Applicants.
Hello.
Good morning.
Elena Munzlinger.
Maxim Popo.
So with your request for the rezone on this, your plans with it to be a wedding venue?
Correct. Do you guys have any questions? I'm sorry, we're...
You know, you're good.
I don't have any questions.
Do you have any questions? Okay. Size of the venue, square footage, square foot?
It's a two-story building and about 9,000 square feet each.
Total.
Yeah, so we are phase one, kind of we just want to finish first floor just for venues. And, there's some preparation rooms going to be on the second floor for
bridal party.
Yeah.
Okay. Adequate parking on the site?
They have parking area. This is also theirs.
Okay.
That they were going to use for parking. Mm-hmm. Within the CUP, there was an added in the motion that they'd add some lighting to that area for parking.
Mm-hmm. And how late did you plan on the event lasting, the evening, the reception, or whatever afterwards?
I think we're discussed this up to 10 p.m. and then after that quiet hours.
You just want that for the record.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the how loud music.
Mm-hmm. That was brought up, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There's going to be some limitations on the noise outside, and I think a buffer layer was recommended too.
Yeah, they had four deals. Of course, the CUP is contingent on this.
To our neighbor.
Keep the fence and the vegetative buffer to the south, which is this between it and the residential home. Quiet hours at 10 p.m., more lighting for the parking area, and then a reasonable sound level kept at a 75 decibels for the outside part of the venue.
Okay. And this would be going from an R1 back to A1 to agricultural.
Which is going to restrict it more.
Restrict it more, but give them the opportunity for the conditional use permit.
Correct.
For the venue.
Correct.
It opens up for that permitting.
Correct. Okay.
And did I understand they approved the conditional use on if this is switched to A1?
Yes.
Switch back to A1. Okay.
Any further questions? Any questions?
Further questions, Commissioner Williams? Okay. This time, then I would close the public hearing section. Or wait, I should ask, is there anyone here to speak in favor of or opposed?
Well, I'm next door to their venue.
So. Okay. So would you like to speak in favor of or opposed?
Well, my my concerns.
Would you can you stand up here, Laverne? I'm sorry. And state your name, please.